This would normally put an end to our meeting, but I thought it might be useful for the sake of the information of the observers here and the public that I just wrap up the main discussions we had during our meeting for the sake of their information. We addressed a series of important issues, which we, by the way, mentioned in previous meetings. We are clearly focused on the implementation of our strategy review, and there are a few items there that require some work and some discussions with our counterparts to develop our project. The first one is, as you may know, our willingness to improve our engagement with standard setters, and we are working on a proposal to build a forum of standard setters that would be a technical body to reinforce the links with them. We will hopefully make proposal on this, but it is a complex issue, as you can imagine, so it deserves a lot of work. The second thing is that we are working on an analysis of the report that was made public by the SEC, the report made by the SEC staff on the issue of IFRS incorporation. And we are looking to this paper in great detail to see what sort of comments we can make, and we will hopefully publish an analysis sooner than later. We also had discussions on the strategy of the organization for the future with regard to its funding. You may have seen in the report of the trustees, the strategy review, that we had some ambition for the development of this organization, and clearly the present funding arrangements are not consistent with this ambition, which itself is really well-founded, as you can imagine, because of the successful development of the organization. And therefore, we have to think about the way we will deal with these issues. And other important points I would like to underline for the sake of the information of all is that we are, and this is also part of the strategy review, we are also focused on the issue of implementation of enforcement of standards. It's good to have global standards, but if they are not implemented in a consistent way and if they are not enforced properly, then we might end up with, once again, a different situation throughout the world, and then the objective of comparability and consistency would not be met. And therefore, as we are not a regulator and we do not have the capacity to enforce, we have to think about the way we can improve the situation. And this is one of the strategic directions in the strategy review report. One of the counterparts with which we can work efficiently, there are many of them, but one of them is IOSCO. And I would like to mention the fact that in the past weeks we have developed with IOSCO a closer relationship, and we are working with them on developing a plan for a coordinated action between their implementation committee, their committee policy number one, which deals with accounting, with auditing, and corporate governance, and the IFRS Foundation, the IASB. And I hope that in the near future we'll be able to deliver in that area. I think I've pretty much covered the issues I thought would be worthwhile summarizing for the sake of public information, and all the other issues have been made in the public session. I think I will stop here. Before I close the meeting, I would once again express the gratitude of the trustees to those of us who are participating today in their last board meeting. Paul Tellier, Jeff Van Rooyen, Yves Thibault de Sylvie, David Stilwell. We certainly did appreciate working with them. They were extraordinarily dedicated trustees. It was a privilege to work with them. We're certainly very sad to see them leaving us. We very much hope that we will have other opportunities to work with them in the future, and we thank them for their outstanding contribution. As people in the community of actors and theaters say, the show goes on. We have to look forward, and I just would like to confirm the appointment of three new trustees. It has been made public today. I think the communique has just been made public. But I would welcome the appointment of Sheila Fraser from Canada, Heidi Miller from the U.S., and Professor Wiseman Kulu from South Africa. Having said that, I would like to thank you all, thank the observers for their presence, thank the staff for an excellent organization of a meeting that was quite important this year because we had this event yesterday, which was a very successful event, I think, together with IFRAG and the EU Commission. That was very enlightening, and I wish you all the best for the next month. We won't have a meeting before the end of the year. It's a little early to wish you a Happy New Year and a Merry Christmas, but as I will not have the opportunity to do it before, I do it now. Thank you.
Thank you. Well done.